Welcome to the Wall Street Journal's Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. Today's stories include the best social media site for sales, small business owners identify their favorites, plus how owners see the current and future economic environment, and how to break out of your rut at work. So which is better for sales, LinkedIn or Facebook? Here's the Wall Street Journal's Joe Connolly.
Owners of business and professional services firms usually say LinkedIn is best. Retailers like Ed Menapace Farmhouse Gift and Furniture Stores say Facebook is best.
Facebook's kind of evolved to be a medium for middle-aged people, not so much kids anymore. You know, when we first started, we felt like it was a lot of teenagers doing it, but now we're finding we have thousands of people who follow us online and we post every single day. You can look at the demographics on that, and it is solidly 30 to 60 years old. It's 75% women. It's very interesting to see.
Ed advertises on Facebook, too, but he did something unusual and put most of his advertising money into paying higher rent for a much better location.
Surrounded by major players. We have Gap on one side of us. When we moved in, Coach was two doors down. We have an Urban Outfitters diagonally across the street. So these are big players in the industry, and we're an independent. So when we moved here, we decided if we were going to do this, we were going to place ourselves where these other players were already advertising. And our location was going to be our advertising.
The only other way he advertises is by supporting local charities. I'm Joe Connolly for the Wall Street Journal.
Thank you, Joe. Never feel you're in a rut at work? It often happens in your second year on the job. What can you do about it? Tom Gimbel, founder and CEO of the recruiting and staffing firm LaSalle Network, has tips on breaking out of the sophomore slump. He's with us from Chicago. Tom, how can we tell if we're in a slump?
Well, I think, are you finding that you're not prioritizing work as much as you used to? Are you more inclined to go out for that happy hour before you get your work done? Do you find yourself not spending some time on Sundays getting ready for Monday? Are you, even maybe the D word, are you dreading the Monday morning? When those types of things are coming into play, do you find yourself getting a little bit more agitated from a coworker or a manager? Those are some pretty basic signs of it.
All right, so to snap out of it, Tom, we need to do what?
You got to reach out. There's other people in the company. Whether there's a formal mentor program or whether there's somebody who's above you on the food chain that you respect and you like, you got to talk to them. You've got to ask them how they stay motivated. You got to talk to them about different types of projects you want to take on. At this point in time, when you're feeling that slump, you've actually got to dig in a little bit harder and want to take on more challenging work and give yourself the opportunity to really outperform your peers. You've also got to start getting a little bit more competitive. You've got to stack rank yourself against your peers and figure out why are they getting more opportunities? Why are they having a better relationship with the manager? You've got to be competitive against those around you. It'll push you to be better.
We're speaking with Tom Gimbel. He's founder and CEO of LaSalle Network, and we're talking about hitting the sophomore slump at work year two when perhaps you're not quite as motivated as you were in year one. How about responsibility here that might fall on your manager?
Well, I think there is, and that there's no doubt about that a good manager, just like a good coach in sports, knows how to get the best of people at different times of the season in their life, in their career. However, the best players, the A players, they don't pass the buck. They take the accountability for themselves. And you can hope that your manager is going to do that for you. But at the same point in time, you've got to look out for yourself. And you've got to figure out ways to motivate yourself. Now, that may be pushing your manager to make time for you so you can brainstorm ideas and share what you're going through. But you can't pass the buck. You got to own it.
Thanks, Tom. Tom Gimbel from LaSalle Network. Coming up next, today's concerns facing small business owners.
Flight 24 will depart from gate 39.
It's a good thing you're always ready to go.
Proceed to the gate area.
After the two-week vacation in St. Thomas and the conference in New York, there was the unexpected client meeting on the coast and the middle of the night call to Asia. This was all before taking the red-eye home with a delay. So it's good to know that even after weeks in airport parking, your Cadillac is also ready to hit the road. With Cadillac Certified Service, our experts keep your Cadillac as ready to go as you are.
Get AC Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. includes rotor inspection, retail customers only, turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit CadillacCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest Cadillac dealer.
There are 28 million small businesses in America that employ nearly one-third of the population. How do they see the current economy? A new survey by Allstate Insurance reveals that nearly 50% believe they'll grow in the next year, and about one quarter intend to add staff.
So they want to grow, they want to make money, and they've got to do so in a highly complex regulatory environment. The real challenge for them is they just don't have the resources available to them that the same big companies have across America.
Mike Barton, president of Allstate Business Insurance, says a big concern for small business owners is making sure they've hired the right person, since turnover is costly.
Did you get the right person? Do they have the right motivation? Do they have the right training, the skill sets, and the characteristics for you and your business to help you grow?
The other top issues that cause business owners to lose sleep right now: Obamacare, confusing tax requirements, getting loans, and finding and holding on to customers. By the way, if you want more on small business topics, trends, and startup ideas, check out WSJ.com and click the Small Business tab. You can also get small business tips by following me on Twitter with the handle @GordonDeal. I'm Gordon Deal for The Wall Street Journal.